Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
John Hancock, you already know the Chicago Bears are horrifically bad.
They're not good.
They're supposed to be good. But one man is benefiting from how bad they are.
Is that right?
I don't mean the Lions or the Packers or any other team in the NFC North. I'm talking about Chase Bandolik.
Oh, Chase Bandolik.
Chase Bandolik is a fitness instructor from 29 years old, from Wheeling, Illinois.
All right.
And Wheeling is a suburb of Chicago. Well, Chase has declared that for every point the Bears lose by this year, after every loss, he's going to run a mile.
Oh.
So, on Sunday, Chase ran 31 miles.
Oh.
Because
that's getting into Amy Markscore's territory.
Because the it is.
Yeah.
Because the Bears are terrible and they lost by 31 points to the Detroit Lions.
Yeah,
52-21 was the final.
I tell you, that was a rough guy. I had to turn it off after a little bit, but you know,
I took a nap in the third quarter.
I thought the Bears defense was supposed to be fairly decent, right? I mean,
they're getting no pressure whatsoever.
I know.
It's bad, John. It's so bad.
And, you know, if you saw the Lions, because the Lions were a very good football team last year.
And they're still good.
They're very good. But if you saw them week one against Green Bay, you thought, you know, they lost their offense and defensive coordinators. And there was some speculation that maybe the magic was gone. And then they lay an egg against Green Bay.
And the thrill is gone, too.
The thrill is gone. But man, they looked against the Bears. They looked every bit as good as they were last year, which tells me that the Green Bay Packers might be the team to watch this year all the way to the Super Bowl.
I think Missouri State might have a good day against the Bears.
Well, they're playing better ball. You know, they're a big-time school now. Missouri State.
Yeah,
they're in the whatever it is that you're supposed to be in.
Yeah, I don't care about them anymore. They left the Missouri Valley, so I'm over them.
What are they in?
Is it Conference USA? I don't know what their football conference is, but I think it's Conference USA.
I bet they're using soy ink when they sign those NIL contracts.
I can't believe you knew anything about that.
It's agriculture, Ron.
Hey, John, did you see that a Spirit Airlines nearly crashed into Air Force One?
I did not see that.
Okay. Huh. The Boeing 747, the president's plane.
Right.
And a Spirit Airlines passenger plane above Long Island yesterday came way too close to each other, and dispatchers had to yell, turn down, because they were getting really way too close.
Wow.
And this seems about right for Spirit, doesn't it?
Man, because the airspace around Air Force One is, I mean.
Right?
It's very unique in terms of how aviation handles it. I'm really shocked that a plane would even be anywhere in the vicinity of Air Force One.
I don't know how that even happened.
Right.
So you're supposed to, like, I guess the two planes were within several miles of each other, but that's still a little too close for Air Force One. You got to be farther away than that.
No, absolutely right. And man, a tragedy averted there, huh?
Well, yeah, that could have been a real problem.
No kidding.
You don't want that to happen to you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.